Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran says it will ban all U.S. citizens from entering the Islamic Republic in response to President Trump's executive order limiting immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. Meantime, numerous people have been detained at airports within the U.S., and others have been barred from boarding international flights destined for the U.S. President Trump spoke about his executive action.
We want to ensure that we are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas. We only want to admit those into our country who will support our country and love deeply our people.
Meantime, the Associated Press is reporting a federal judge has issued an emergency order temporarily barring the U.S. from deporting people from nations subject to President Trump's travel ban. The judge issued the emergency order after lawyers for the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, had filed a brief. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke on Saturday, their first discussion since Mr. Trump took office. The phone call was one of a number with world leaders, including Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
We are very, very close friends and very strong and trusted allies. The relationship between the United States and Australia gets stronger all the time, and I have no doubt it will be stronger and deeper and more engaged during his administration.
Speaking with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Mr. Trump spoke about a new trade agreement to replace the Trans-Pacific Partnership Mr. Trump abandoned this week. This is VOA News. Syrian media and key monitoring groups are saying the government forces outside of Damascus have regained control of a freshwater spring that supplies the capital after reaching a deal that allows rebel fighters dug in at the site to withdraw. The government advance sets the stage for an end to a nearly six-week standoff at the supply village northwest of Damascus that began with a December 22nd explosion at a key processing plant. The blast sent diesel fuel spewing into the Barada River, contaminating supplies and creating severe water shortages that upended daily life for almost all of the capital's 5.5 million residents. Four of the five Pakistani rights campaigners and bloggers who mysteriously disappeared from several cities earlier this month have returned home. Police, relatives, and sources confirmed Saturday that noted rights defender Salman Haider returned to his family. Haider, progressive poet and university lecturer, was on his way home late on January the 6th when unknown men intercepted his car just outside the national capital of Islamabad and took him away. Three other missing activists also have been returned. Three contenders for the World Health Organization's top job have entered the final lap in their year-long campaign to win this coveted post. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva the selection of the next WHO Director General will be made at the World Health Assembly in May.
In a series of marathon back-to-back press conferences, the three candidates have presented their qualifications and their ideas for making the World Health Organization a better and more effective institution. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, a former health minister and foreign minister from Ethiopia, is the first African candidate to head the WHO. He unabashedly tells journalists that he is the best candidate for the job because he has both national and international experience. Tedros seems to have a slight edge over the other two finalists. WHO's executive board, which selected the three finalists from a group of five, gave Tedros 30 votes compared to 28 for the Pakistani contender Sania Nishtar and 18 votes for David Nabarro from Britain. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And many people across the Pacific region began celebrating the arrival Saturday of the Lunar New Year, which this year is known as the Year of the Rooster. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.